Dr. Christian's office.
And it's the Vaseline program, the only program in radio where the audience writes the show. Tonight we turn the spotlight on St. Joseph, Missouri, and the prize goes to Mrs. Mary M. Trindle, 1707 Therion Street, St. Joseph, Missouri, for her play, Leave It to Love, starring Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian with Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price. Men, do you have dry scalp? A hot summer sun, drying wind, and water stealing away your natural scalp oils? It's not hard to tell. If your hair is dry, hard to comb, if it sheds dandruff flakes, if your scalp feels tight and itchy, dry scalp is probably your trouble. Check it with Vaseline Hair Tonic. Just 5 drops a day keep dry scalp away. And here's why. Vaseline Hair Tonic checks dry scalp by supplementing the natural scalp oils. It contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Apply Vaseline Hair Tonic with your comb or directly to the scalp to keep your hair neat, well-groomed all day long. And before every shampoo, massage the scalp vigorously with Vaseline Hair Tonic, an extra aid that loosens dandruff scales, relieves itchy tightness. Yes, Vaseline Hair Tonic is the ideal care for scalp and hair. Get a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic tonight. See how much better your hair looks, how much better your scalp feels. Remember, more bottles of Vaseline Hair Tonic are sold today than any other hair tonic in America. Now for our prize play, Leave It to Love. As our story opens, Dr. Christian is just entering his office. Judy, who's been typing, looks up and smiles in greeting.
Good morning, Judy.
Oh, morning, Dr. Christian. Isn't it lovely out?
Certainly is. I hope you arranged all my coats as far out in the country as possible. It's my only chance to play hooky.
Well, you're in luck. The Simpsons, third from youngest, fell out of a tree this morning and has a very fine case of small boy bruises and abrasions.
Any broken bones?
No, they don't think anything's broken. But you better check. That's 4 miles out the river road. Oh, and Randy Foster called to say hello.
Randy Foster?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how is he?
Oh, they had quite a wingding for him when his train pulled in the other day. Returning hero with Purple Heart kind of reception.
Does he seem to be in good spirits?
Oh, he's the same old Randy. Said he was terribly sorry not to see you at the station. That someone's inconsiderate old appendix probably swelled up with its own importance and burst just to keep you away from his homecoming. He and Ellen want us both to drop in whenever we have a chance.
Oh, that's good news, Judy. I had several letters from Randy while he was overseas, but nothing after he lost his feet, except a short note asking me to break the news to Ellen. He must have had a pretty bad time.
The word is rugged, Dr. Christian. But to quote Ellen, the poor boy is so brave and doing beautifully.
I'm sure he'll be all right. His attitude as well as his injuries. He spent some time in a rehabilitation center, and they worked miracles. Besides, Randy has a lot of character.
I'll say so. He was one of the most promising boys in town when he enlisted.
Is he just loafing at home, or has he gone back in his old job?
Oh, I haven't heard, but if I know Ellen, he's living on the fat of the land and not allowed to lift a finger.
Well, Ellen is what they call the mother type.
Why, Dr. Christian, this from you?
Well, she is. She really ought to have 6 children and no money.
What a fate to wish on such a pretty girl.
Oh, I only meant it's the kind of situation that would really give Ellen scope. Well, I want to see Randy. Perhaps I'll drop in on him on my way back from the Simpsons.
Oh, do that, Dr. Christian. And don't hurry back. There's nobody coming in that I can't handle. Besides, it's much too nice a day to spend with symptoms and germs. Dr. Christian, you really ought to get a new hat.
Hat? What's the matter with this hat?
Oh, it just looks like you're going fishing, that's all.
Why, it's a good hat and I like it.
I ought to confiscate it someday when you're not looking. Well, now off with you and take your time.
Yes, Judy.
Dr.
Randy. Oh, Randy Foster. I was on my way to see you.
Oh, hello, Dr. Christian. Boy, it's great to see you again.
Great.
How have you been?
Oh, I guess I've been rather busy.
Rather busy, don't I know? You ever get any sleep?
Enough. Can I give you a lift?
No, no, thanks, Doctor. I'm out for exercise. Oh, who could resist this weather?
I couldn't. How's Ellen?
Oh, she's fine. Except for worrying about me. She says I'm not very sensible. I guess I'm not up there. I left my cane back in some bushes. I'll pick it up on my way home. I feel like a kid hiding his rubbers. But I'll ever get used to these new feet if I don't use them.
You're doing mighty well. If I didn't know about your feet, I don't believe I would be able to tell.
Thanks, Dr. Kirsten. I guess I was pretty bitter about it at first, but I feel swell now. Hey, I stopped in to see Nielsen at the plant this morning, and I start Monday on the assembly line. I'll be on my feet a lot, too. Oh, bless those army doctors for setting me straight before they sent me home. But then I was lucky. You know, some of those kids are a lot worse off than I was.
I'm glad you're doing so well. Ellen has reason to be mighty proud of you.
Well, she's kind of set on the idea of mothering me until I'm adjusted, as she calls it. But she'll get over it. And if she enjoys it, it's okay. As when I start working, we'll get back to normal in no time.
I'm sure you will. You tell Sam Nielsen from me that he's lucky to get a man with your mechanical experience. Tell Ellen hello. And drop in for a visit soon.
I'll do that, Dr. Christian. Thanks.
Hello, Dr. Christian. Did you have a nice drive?
Oh, it was wonderful, Judy. I didn't stop at the Fosters.
No?
I met Randy walking out on the river road. He's doing wonders on those artificial feet. And I'm glad to say being a hero hasn't gone to his head.
Oh, that's grand. He deserves all the breaks. Was Ellen with him?
No, he was walking alone. He has confidence in himself, but Ellen worries.
Oh? Well, maybe that's why she called.
Oh, she didn't say what it was about?
No, only that nobody was sick. But she did sound upset. And speaking of angels. Hello, Ellen.
Hello, Judy. Dr. Christian, I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm about at my wit's end, and I thought maybe you could help.
I'd be glad to do anything I can, Ellen. Come in here and sit down.
Thank you.
Well, I saw Randy a little while ago. He's looking fine.
Well, that's what I came to see you about, Dr. Christian. But it isn't his health. He seems perfectly well. It's just that he won't give himself time to get used to being back. He insists on facing every situation that's bound to be embarrassing for him, and, well, he just doesn't seem to care. I know he needs special consideration at a time like this, and I've tried so hard. I don't know what more I can do. Now he's going to work at the plant, and I know he'll break his heart. Those people don't realize that he's different.
Oh, but Ellen Randy's perfectly well now. It's fine of him to want to get back to a normal way of life.
A normal way of life? How can he hope to after 2 years in combat and losing his feet and 6 months in that rehabilitation center where all he could see was hundreds of other disabled men? That was cruel, Dr. Christian, just cruel. Why couldn't they send him home where he'd get proper care and sympathy?
He needed that time, Ellen. He had to recover his self-confidence. He helped other boys and became independent and useful. He adjusted his perspective and outgrew his bitterness.
Oh, you just don't understand. I thought you could talk to him. You seem to have some influence over him. I'm sure I don't. He doesn't need me anymore, and he's rude to Mother when she tries to help him. Oh, he tries to play golf and... Oh, Dr. Christian, it's awful for me sitting home imagining how hurt he is because he can't do everything the other boys do. He's not ready to face people yet. Heaven knows I've studied the problem enough, especially since I knew Randy was injured and coming home. I know all about a disabled veteran's adjustment. I knew it wouldn't be easy, and I prepared myself to meet the situation, but he's so much worse than I thought he'd be. All the time he's trying so hard to be like other men, I know he's miserable inside.
But he's no different from any of the other young men in Riverside.
Well, how can you say that when he's... Well, he's injured like he is. A man doesn't lose his 2 feet and go on as if nothing had happened.
Well, I'll talk to him if you think it'll help.
I really don't think you need to bother. I can see very clearly that you don't want to. Well, I won't let Randy down, even if I have to stand alone between him and the world. Goodbye, Dr. Christian.
What's the matter with her? She blew through the outer office like the icy blasts of winter.
Ah, she's been alone a long time, Judy. Now she's so busy readjusting Randy, she's forgotten to readjust herself.
Dr. Christian, I like you. I like working for you. Ordinarily, you couldn't pry me away from this office.
Oh, well, what have I done now?
It's what you are just about not to do.
Good gracious. As bad as that?
Oh, you have no idea how close I come to quitting the first of every month. Now, here are the rough drafts of all the statements. I just dare you to put these in the wastebasket.
Oh, well, put them here on the desk and I'll look them over. But you see, Judy,
I know, it's the same old, but you see, Judy. All you did was set a broken finger for Tommy Schwartz. And the family can't make ends meet as it is, so why bother them with triviality? And old Miss Abby eats like a bird because she can't afford more. So we give her all the vitamin pills she can swallow, plus a chicken every Sunday. Dr. Christian, you're incorrigible. But you're sweet. Oh, go ahead now. Tear up three-fourths of those statements, and I won't say another word. Go on.
Well, that's more like my duty.
Oh, say, Ellen Foster's coming in to see you this afternoon at 3. She sounded excited and not the least bit angry.
Oh, so I'm back in her good graces again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. Well, let me know if anyone comes in.
All right.
Hey, I've got to talk to Dr. Christian. Oh, I'm sorry, Judy. Hello.
Hello yourself. Why so gruff?
Don't. Darn it. Every time I feel like charging around like a lion, all I can do is lumber in like a bear. Makes me feel so doggone futile. Hey, can I talk to Dr. Christian?
Well, just a minute. Dr. Christian, here's Randy Foster. Will you see him now?
Oh, of course, Judy. Come in, Randy. Well, sit down and take the weight off your feet. Oh, I'm sorry, Randy. I can't seem to remember.
Oh, don't be sorry, Doctor. Thanks for forgetting. Believe me, it's a relief to be around somebody who isn't always reminding me that I'm different.
Who's telling you that?
Oh, look, it's been nearly 2 months now, and Ellen still treats me like I'm too weak to feed myself. Shawls over my knees, and her shoulder to lean on. Please, Randy, you poor darling, take your crutches. Don't stand in the draft, Randy. Watch those steps, Randy. Now, that I could stand, but do you know what she did today, Doc?
What?
She asked Finnegan, the cop, to stop the traffic and help me. Me, across the street. Brother, I've sweat out many a mission, but that beats me. I'd have traded every foxhole in Italy for one little hole to crawl in then.
Well, Randy, it's natural for Ellen to be sympathetic and considerate. I will admit she's carrying things a little too far.
A little?
But what do you think I can do?
Well, talk to her, Doctor. Can't you make her see the light? At least a glimmer?
Our talking won't do it, but... Well... I have an idea. It might work. And it won't do any harm if you'll promise not to carry it too far. Now, here's what you do. Just convince Ellen.
Yeah, it's me all right, honey.
Hello.
Well.
Tired?
No, not a bit. You?
Fine. Wonderful. Kiss?
Kiss.
Darling, come in by the fire and sit down. I want you to be comfortable while I tell you.
Me sit it. Down? Oh, no, it's you who should sit down.
What?
Hey, you look bushed, you know it? You sure you're okay?
Well.
Hey, your color's bad. Here, let's both sit down here.
Yeah.
Now, look, honey. I've been thinking for a long time that you do too much. You drive yourself too hard. It's getting you down. I can't have my best girl off her feet.
Oh, but Randy, let me tell you that...
No buts, understand? You sit still while I get you some hot tea. You ought to take better care of yourself. I've been darn selfish letting you coddle me. You've worn yourself down to a frazzle.
Randy.
Hey, you wait right here. Come on, put your feet up on the ottoman. There we go. I'll be right back with the tea. Hey, how about some cookies?
All right.
Just a couple, though. I don't want to spoil your dinner.
Oh.
You've got to whip up some Italian spaghetti while you rest. Now, you just settle back. Here's a pillow.
Oh.
Now, don't you move. Promise?
Well, now that you mention it, I guess I am a little tired. I promise. But, Randy, I wish you'd...
Didn't I say no buts? I'm master of this house, woman. You sit.
All right, Randy. Done. It was a lovely meal. We should eat in here more often. It's so cozy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll sit a few minutes before I clear up the dishes.
You will not.
Well, Randy.
I'm clearing up, see? You're tired. You're pasty looking, even. In fact, you look awful. In fact, you look terrible. How do you feel now?
Well, I don't feel so good.
Fine. That's bad. Bad. Say, maybe I should call Dr. Christian.
For heaven's sake, Randy, I'm not sick. I'm just...
Yes, you are, too. You're sick. Your eyes look yellow and...
Randy, I...
Oh, that's the door. I'll get it. Why, Dr. Christian, this is a surprise. And Judy, hello. Come on in.
Hello, Randy.
Hi.
Hey, Ellen, it's Dr. Christian and Judy. Isn't that great? Here, let me take your coat. I was just going to call you, Doctor. Ellen isn't feeling so well.
That's what I came to see you about, Randy.
Huh?
It isn't necessary.
Why, Ellen, what's the matter? Honest to goodness, Judy, I don't know. I started feeling rotten right after Randy came home. Randy, Dr. Christian, come on in and sit down.
What seems to be the trouble?
Well, Randy noticed it when he first came in, how pale I looked and everything. He's been perfectly sweet, but I feel terrible now. Is it natural, Dr. Christian?
No, it's not.
Of course it's not. Go on, tell her, Dr. Christian. Tell her she's sick.
Wait a minute, Randy, wait a minute. You can't keep this up.
Oh, but doctor...
Keep what up? What is this all about? Judy, do you know?
No, I haven't the vaguest idea. When you came in this afternoon...
She went to see Dr. Christian? Ellen? Hey, wait a minute. After what Dr. Christian said this morning...
This morning? Randy, did you go to see him, too? Is something the matter?
Well, there wasn't anything wrong with me.
Oh, hold on, everyone. Let's take this from the beginning.
Oh, yeah, but it was working, doctor. It was working just like we planned.
You planned?
Sit down, all of you. You too, Randy. We'll straighten this out now before it goes any further. Ellen, you've been treating Randy like a cripple.
Oh, Dr. Christian, don't say that word.
You say it, Ellen. Say, Randy, you're not a cripple.
Dr. Christian, I couldn't.
Say it, Ellen.
Randy, you're not a cripple. There. I said it. Randy, you're not a cripple. You're not. You're not a cripple.
Well, for Pete's sake, of course I'm not a cripple.
But, darling, that word, it haunted me for so long. It scared me to death.
It wasn't the word. It was the idea. Because of it, you almost smothered him with care. That's why we planned to make you think you were sick and give Randy a chance to turn the tables.
It was a good idea. Worked, too.
It would have worked, perhaps. That was before I knew. Before Ellen came in this afternoon. Her visit changed everything.
Hey, Dr. Christian, well, she's not really sick.
Sick, nothing. Randy Foster, all evening I've been trying to tell you. We're going to have a baby.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. For Pete's sake. Where can you beat that? Oh, Ellen, darling.
Randy.
Come here, you.
That's all cue, Judy. As Randy would say, mission accomplished.
Dr. Christian.
I know, Judy, I know. I'm afraid I'm a born meddler. But there's one thing I've learned. You can't improve on nature.
Oh.
the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian Prize play with our star, Jean Hirschfeld, waiting to greet you. But first, a word from Judy Price.
Red may be a fashionable color, friends, but not for your skin. Red, tender sunburn actually isn't attractive looking at all. And how uncomfortable it makes you feel. Stinging sunburn fairly cries out for the soothing, cooling relief of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. Yes, Vaseline Petroleum Jelly brings relief from sunburn quickly. Three ways. First, it supplements the natural skin oils dried out by burning sun. Second, Vaseline Petroleum Jelly forms a protective film to help keep infection out of blistered, cracked skin. And third, it cools and soothes the parched skin, helping it to heal more quickly. Sunburn is, after all, a burn, and petroleum jelly is widely accepted as part of the new effective treatment for burns. In a study of industrial burns at the Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit, among 84 local anesthetic dressings used, petroleum jelly promoted the quickest recovery. And you probably have the world's leading brand, Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, in your medicine cabinet right now. So whenever, wherever you get a sunburn, or any burn, get relief with Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. And remember, there are many petroleum jellies on the market, but only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity. Now here is Jean Hirschfeld.
Thank you very much. You'll want to know something about Mary Martha Prendell, author of tonight's play, Leave It to Love. Well, she's a typical young American housewife living in St. Joseph, Missouri, with her husband, a kitten named Mitten, and a Great Dane pup who makes typing difficult by resting her head affectionately on the typewriter. But Mrs. Prendell has had a lot of adventures in her life, too. She was married in Honolulu, witnessed the bombing of Pearl Harbor, returned by convoy to the United States in charge of a Navy lieutenant's four-year-old son, and thereafter worked on the Canal Project in Canada. Ran a restaurant in Los Angeles, spent some time on a farm in Kansas, and is now back home with plenty of things to write about. The play she gave us tonight is her first radio play. Now, next week, we plan to present Puff by Jane France of Grand Prairie, Texas. We invite you all to listen to the Vaseline program next Wednesday evening, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
Ladies, hot sun, wind, and water aggravate dry scalp. Help make your hair dull, brittle, unattractive. Adopt this summer beauty care for your hair. Before shampooing, massage the scalp briskly with Vaseline Hair Tonic. After the shampoo, smooth on a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic for added protection against dryness. For beautifully soft, lustrous hair, use Vaseline Hair Tonic regularly. Get a bottle tonight. You won't have to wait too long before you can take that trip you've been thinking about. But don't start out on a train or bus today. We still have a critical transportation problem, and there's no room on trains and buses for people not on essential business. It's likely to get worse before it's better. The war is over, but until our fighting men are home, military demands come first. Don't fail to hear Jane France's prize-winning play, Puff, next week on the Dr. Christian program. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.